Sí. Did he on attempt to go to Bryn Mawr?
Sean, sorry about the delay. I apologize for being late. I didn't even realize I was late. That's even a worse being late, and you know you're late one thing, and you don't even know you're late. That's the recording's on. Okay, fine. So we started looking at the Akedah yesterday. That's typical from the Chasam Sefer mod. Mod Manyen, how you learn Pshat there in the Akedah, the cloud on the mountain. the cloud on the mountain representing the Esterponim, the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael was going to go through. So Avraham Avinu had a half a minute that he could attach Yishmael and Eliezer that represents the Umas HaOlam to that experience, that darga of being Moisa Nefesh, of being prepared to be Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael that Yitzhak was about to achieve. He felt he could mishtatef them to that. When they didn't see the cloud, that means they weren't prepared to accept the cloud. They weren't prepared to accept the Yisurim. Avraham Avinu understood that it's not shaykh. They can't manatek from the choymrias, from the gashmias. So he left them with a donkey, am hadoim lechamo, in the lotion of Chazal. And there he went up with Yitzhak. And when we've done what we have to do, we'll come back and we'll step the goyim along afterwards. That's when Moshiach comes. We'll have to somehow get them on board as well. It's Rambam Mefureshet that the chiyuv to bring all the Umas HaOlam back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's just all against the backdrop of trying to understand Yisurim. That's what that's the subject we're trying to understand, the nature of Yisurim. I'm on the Reish Chof Hei at the bottom there. Nisoin HaKeda, the Nisoin of the Keda, Yitzir Muchletes Mimareches HaTeva. That's a going out, a detaching oneself totally from the natural order of things. That's something, Baruch, you wanted to pick up a while ago. Like, why do we have to be Sipkitsuni? Why does everything have to be nice? Why do we have to say there's no nature? Maybe we'll see there's a mutya to, once we're taking ourselves out of the Marechet HaTeva, let's maybe understand what's going on here. There's a ganze band and party and noise going on here. Anyway, if it's not disturbing you, I won't let it, try not to let it disturb me. So maybe we'll have a Yizdamnutya to discuss that as well and just look a little bit and try and discuss what exactly is, how does Teva and Nais, how does that work together? Okay, but let's see what he says first and then just remind me to come back to that. There's a long shtickel here. So Avram went with Yitzhak alone. He left Yishmael and Eliezer there with the donkey. And he brought him up as an oiler. The Maisa Akeda detached Avram and Yitzchak totally from the Marecha Sateva, from the Choyme. Hayakan Bintel Muchlat Shel Kol Haritzoynes Aishim. There was a total nullification of their own personal desires. We're talking about a very high ideal here. We're talking about the Maisa Akeda, okay? Avram Avinu Yoida Ki Be Yitzhak Yikorel Lachazera. Avram understood that Yitzhak is the future. He's going to be called the future of Klal Yisrael. Kol Toildas Ha'am HaYehudi, the entire generations of the Jewish people, Tikkun HaBriya Shuhu Kol Shoef LeTaken, the entire Tikkun of the Briya that Avram was so driven to do. HaKol Tolu B'Bnei Yechidoi Asher Chonen Hashem B'Yoseh B'Gil Me'a Shana. He knew that was all riding on this child, Yitzchok, that Hashem had given to him when he was 100 years old. Everything, the entire everything was on the back of Yitzchok. Shchitoso shel Yitzchok Avinu Areihu kebitul kol ha'am ha'yudi. Shechting Yitzchok was a complete nullification of Klal Yisrael. Ubitul kol tafkidov v'yoadim. And the entire purpose of Klal Yisrael and the destination and the goals and the purposes of what Avram Avinu come into the world for. Yitzchak's Akeda, the Akeda for Avram, until he understood what was going on. But in the meantime, that's what he thought. In that moment, that's what he thought. That was a complete nullification of everything that there was that mattered to him. Ze nisoyin noira asher lo yochalenu kol rayon. We have no way of understanding this nisoyin. The nisoyin's even worse because at the moment that Avram was doing this, he knew it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. And that makes it impossible to understand. Don't even try to understand it. You can't. He was doing what Hashem told him to do, and knowing that it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem, and he was right. It wasn't the Rotzen Hashem that Yitzhak should get shechted. Nowhere did Hashem tell him to shecht it. He told him to bring him up as an oiler and tell him to kill him. But Avram understood that an oiler, you bring up an oiler, means you bring up an oiler. but in his heart, he knew that there wasn't a Rotzen Hashem because they had no cheshek to do it. We have no cheshek to do something. It's because you know that it's not the Rotzen Hashem. Avram Avinu had made himself into the kind of person that could only do the Rotzen Hashem. And yeah, he was doing something and he didn't feel it. He knew he wasn't doing the Rotzen Hashem, but he was doing it because Hashem told him. Now, you live with an Nisayon like that. Motchamal explained that there was the Nisoyin. The Nisoyin was wild. But even without that, it's still hard enough. You're about to take everything you believe in, everything you've worked for, everything you've sacrificed for, all your hopes, aspirations, desires, yearnings, and you're about to throw them away. Everything. The whole of Klal Yisrael is about to be shechted on the Mizbech. Let's just say for a minute, if you can get your imagination clicking here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to you. And he says, I've decided that I'm going to make you, I've got a very important job. Klal Yisrael, the world needs to be ruled by this guy, Hitler Yamach Shmoy. And I'm asking you to please take the job. I need you to do the job. I need you to go out and destroy and wipe out Rachman al-Tzlan, the entire Jewish people. That's what Hashem asks you to do. Yeah? And I want you to do it b'simcha, Hashem says. Yeah? You go and work out the final solution and you wipe out the whole Jewish people because that's what I'm asking you to do and do it b'simcha. Yeah? That's what he's asking this year to do. Oh, that's an Nisayin or not? That was Amar Avinu's Nisayin. Tafkido klal bitl shel kol hadas v'hashdeyos v'hashkofos bitl ha'imuna she'ahdi bo ad ko b'kol olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking him to give up everything. All his hashkofos, all his deyos, all his aspirations. All the imuna that he'd worked on to this stage. L'fi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, av rachum v'chanun. He's taught the whole world that Hashem is Avrachum v'chanun. Reitze b'toivus nivroi v'chofetz b'tzdokum. Avram Avinu was the one that was megala the chesed, that the whole world was created only because of chesed, because Hashem wants to do good to us. Derech ha-toiv lahitiv. That's Avram Avinu's chiddush. V'nei mekabel tzivei neire shoifech eskola karapia. The whole world turned upside down now. Go kill your own son? How does that fit into everything you've been teaching the whole world? Ulam Avram Avinu eni shol shelot. If Hashem comes to you and says, I need you to go do this, then Basada. Who means does res last says rotten coin of a chofet true basimcha v'toiv leivov. He does it basimcha to leivov, he girds himself and he goes for it. Yeshkan bitl muchlat shall call hayeshut ha'atzmiut. A total nullification of your whole essence. And his whole essence was to do the rotzen Hashem. Now the Rotzen Hashem is to go against the Rotzen Hashem, if you can try and fathom that into your try and get your processor to process that. You can't process that, but he does it because that's what Hashem told him to do. I want you to makan the Rotzen Hashem, but not being makan the Rotzen Hashem. You go do that. Choshev ladgish, shebesasen yisoyin mevur besfarim hakadoshim ein hamitnase yodeya kizein yisoyin. Very important to remember, when you're being in the middle of an yisoyin, the person who's being tested doesn't know it's a test. Avraham didn't know that he was being tested. It was all just a chizah senai. It was all just like a magic show. They're not really going to shech Yitzchak. You know, you're just being tested to see whether. No, he didn't know. Avraham Yitzchak lo roi baruch hakodesh ki rak nisayinu. They didn't know baruch hakodesh. It's just a test to see how you're going to do. And if I see that you pass the test, that's it. You can go home. But ba'ayis shahim nikshula maisa akeda kilu meduba b'maisa shayna chorav klum. They went up to the Akedah, knowing full well that there's nothing after this. Nigma. That's the end of Klal Yisrael. That's it. Everything finished. Finished. Yitzhak nishchot v'kol avoidus chayem mistayemes l'chalutin. Yitzhak gets shechted, he gets brought up as an oiler, and at that moment, all their life's work just comes to a dead end. Finished. Ein yoyse hapatzes imuna v'oilam v'ein tikun shel bria. There's no more imuna in the world. There's no more tikkun abriya. Nothing. Kol ha-shkofes va-idiot shel alei mosru nefesh b'kol regim ha-chaim holeches v'nelomos. 100 years of mysterious nefesh, of searching, of 9 other nisrenes that came before this. Abir Vino went through 9 nisrenes before this. As I call ha-kol ha-im bitlu toichet ha-bitl gomul rotzen Hashem. Total nullification in the face of the rotzen Hashem. You have to stop and meditate on this for a few hours to understand the enormity of the moment. We're still living in the schus of that moment. You understand a little bit now why? To be able to do that, you have to transcend into a new dimension. And that's what they did. They stepped out of the world the way we know it. And migiu letachlis nekuda bechira, vafchul yois bnei olam haba. They got at that moment to the essence, the inner essence of what the shayresh hashiroshim of what bechira is, and they became bnei olam haba. They became transcendent creatures. No shaykh is to olam hazeh bichlal. We don't know what that means, but those are the words. Yitzhak Avinu la'achir shebizman ha'keid ha'pocho nishmo say omad v'birach m'chaya ha'meisim. As it says in the Chazal there, after his neshama left him, Yitzhak Avinu by the Akkad, his neshama left him, then it came back, got a new neshama, whatever. He made the brocha m'chaya ha'meisim. The brocha, the second brocha there, the first brocha is Avram, the second brocha is Yitzhak, and the third brocha, okay, like a kadosh, that's Yaakov. So the second brocha, Mechai Meisim, was the brocha, that's what Yitzhak said. Kol yemei chai v'tekufa shalach ha-keida hayim metzias shalachet tchias ha-meisim. Yitzhak's laugh after the Akeda was a tekufa called tchias ha-meisim. His name, by the way, Yitzhak, is Keitzchai, life in death, life in death. Kates, Chai. Kates is the end. Chai is life. That's where Yitzhak lives. Yitzhak lives in death. He's dead, but he's alive. His ashes lie before me, say Hashem. In Slichus, we say, man, the ashes of Yitzhak come before you. What ashes? He didn't get shechted. Yeah, he's living after Tchias HaMeisim. Who ain't Ben Olam HaZeh Klal? There's no Shaykhus. He's not a Ben Olam HaZeh. Yitzhak Avinu is not connected at all to this world. The life of Yitzhak was after the Kates. Chaim shelacha amaves, living after you die. Because that's what, according to the Ramban anyway, that's what Olam Haba is. It's after Tchias HaMeisim. That's Nikra Olam Haba. So he was living in Olam Haba, in Olam HaZeh. But he wasn't Shaykh to Olam HaZeh. He was already transcended into Olam Haba. V'achein miyad la'ach ha'mais ha'kei de'ivtiach ha'kodesh b'ruch ulam ha'vinu ki'yan asher asis es adov hazeh. This is a fantastic posuk. Ki'yan asher asit et adov hazeh. Now that you've done this thing, doesn't say what this thing is, but now that you've done this thing, v'lo chasochta es bincha es yitcha, and you haven't withheld your son, your only son from me, ki barech avarecha ha'ber ha'ber ha'zarecha kochvei ha'shamayim v'kol asher asfas ha'yam v'yirash zarecha yeshar ha'ivov. That's where the whole big brocha there comes afterwards. That was, by the way, after the Shechitzas Ha'ayil. I've mentioned this here many times. I think the Meshech Chochma points this out already. There's something very wrong with this pasuk. There's two things wrong with this pasuk. First of all, Avraham Avinu never got the brochas after he was about to shecht Yitzchak and the Malach had to stop him, almost before. He doesn't get the brocha there. He just says, now I know that you're Yiras Hashem. Stop, because now I know that you've got a bit of Yiras Shemayim. Okay, fine. Then Avram goes off and he shechts the aisle. Then Hashem comes back to him, Sheinis Mina Shemayim, and says, because you did this thing, and you didn't withhold your son from me. Which thing? There's two things here. Kiyan Asher Sises Adov Azeh, now that you did this thing, and also you never held your son from me. So there's two things going on here. It points out that the first thing is the Shechitzas Ha'ayil. And also that you didn't withhold your son from me. Somehow from the pasuk it seems that the Shechitzas Ha'ayil was bigger than being prepared as Shecht Yitzchak. Because after being prepared as Shecht Yitzchak, he doesn't get the brochas. He only gets the brocha after he Shechted the Ha'ayil. No, that's a kasha, no? That's a proper kasha. Okay. Fine. That's not a subject now. I'm just pointing out that's a kasha. You should go have a look at that and see if you've got a teretz for that. That's a wild kasha. We'll discuss it a bit more. We'll discuss later the Akeda and the Ayil. We'll see what the Shechitzas Ha'ayil was. He's going to bring you amazing stuff. Well, just in simple learning Chumash, that's a kasha or not? Menashe, that's a kasha and a pasuk or not? Yeah, that's big. Okay. Mashmois brocha zehu. What's the mashmois of this brocha? Da'alecha ki me'ata ata bezarecha acharecha einchem kedbei ha'olam hazeh. The inference, the understanding of this bracha is Hashem's telling them, from now on in, you and your son Avram and Yitzhak, the two of you, you're no longer bnei olam hazeh. Atem na'alim uvdolim mikol ha'umos. You're completely separated and detached and completely transcendent from the umos ha'olam. Mikan ve'elam, knitam es Hashem Yisrael. You're now entitled to the name Yisrael. There'll only be a chalois of that by Yaakov. There Yaakov has to first go and fight the Sarais or whatever. The name Yisrael is not shaykh to you. The chalois will be there by Yaakov, while the name is shaykh to you. That's what we saw from the Ramban, the five levels of the Bria. Remember? There's Doimam Tzameya Chaya Medabe and Yisrael Oyver Hashem. What are you telling me, Baruch? I can't hear you.
I was just saying Medaber, that's all.
Ah, sorry, I thought you were telling me you can't hear me. Sorry, okay, because I couldn't hear you. All right, Basada. Okay. So there's Medaber and then Yisrael Oyver Hashem. This new Dagger of the Bria has just been chaloist in you. It's not Shaykh to you. That's what happened at the Akedah. They were able to now take themselves up to that fifth level called Yisrael Oyver Hashem, which we spoke about before. There's a danger in this moment because Hashem is telling them when you go up, what's the mashmois of Yisrael? Is when you go up higher than anything can go up. You go all the way to the Shemayim. But when you fall lower than anything can fall. Ada tohem. The Umas Olam can't do that. They can't go so high and they can't go so low. We can go up there, yeah, but the flip side is you can also go very, very low, which we see from experience. Da'alecha, she'razarocha acharecha, im ye oilim, hem yiku chachovim v'yal adrakia. You must know that your descendants after you, if they'll go up, they'll go up as high as you can go adrakia. Ein gvul l'aliyosim, there's no end to how high a Jew can go. She'ken hem einu mugbolim el edechoyme, because you're not limited by the physical world bichlal. B'nei oilam abo haimo. The Shach to Olam Haba, which is infinite. V'im chaschach lila hem yordu ad letohoim. When a yid goes bad, oh, it is unbelievable. V'yik chol asher svasayam. Then you'll be like the sand on the beach. Chol hanosun lemirmas kol odo. It's there to be trampled on by anybody. It's hefka. Hem yuba matzav shefu v'yorud yoysim mikol omos. You'll be lower and shefel and trod upon more than any other nation. Because you're not shaykh to Olam Hazeh. The limitations in this world don't manifest by the Klal Yisrael. As a result of that, they're going to go through Yisurim and difficulties, the goal of which is to detach them more and more and more from the physical. If they won't learn how to detach themselves from Olam Hazeh, the problem here is we'll see. There's a big problem here, a major problem here. If they don't know from their own understanding to manatek themselves from the choymrias of Olam Hazeh, the goyim will come and detach them, or the yisurim will come and detach them. Just finish this, and I'll tell you what the problem here is. Everybody who's zoiche, who has the merit of being included in this thing called Avram and Yitzchok, descendants of Avram and Yitzchok, you can't run away. You cannot run away from this, he calls it a schut, this mission to be dovek to the Boir Olam. Either you do it through your own koiches, through your own desire, or shakonish boch daig lekach shiyi mish yachzer to alav. Either you get back to Hashem through your own means, because you understand that's what you need to do, or Hashem will send somebody to do it for him. Either way, you're going back to Hashem. There's no way to avoid that mission. This is not like if you choose to accept it. You're going to get it whether you choose to accept it or not. Abaya bezeh, big, big problem, is you have to live in this world. You have to live in this world. Yeah, but I'm not shaykh to this world. I need ben olam haba. I just want to sit on a mountain somewhere detached from the world and meditate and just think gavaldik, kabbalistic ideas. No, you have to live in this world. And you have to make ishtalas for panosa and briyut, and you have to have children, and you have to get married, and you have to raise a family, and you have to be normal. And thank you very much. That's an impossible mission. To transcend this world in transcendence, that's fine. It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy to sit in a mountain somewhere and eat a bowl of rice 3 times a day and meditate and do spiritual things. About Muvan. That's what Hashem wants. And that was Avraham Avinu's Chiddush as well. We have to be immersed in this world and be transcendent. That's a problem. That's not poshut. Because the danger, and that's why the Goyim understood, the Goyim who wanted to be spiritual and the Goyim who wanted to transcend understood you have to be detached from the physical world. There's no spiritual system by the Goyim. We're talking about proper spiritual genuine people that are genuine. They want to transcend. They want to get out of the things of this world. You menatek. You don't get married. You go sit in a mountain somewhere. You live in a monastery. You detach from all the physical pleasures of this world. I'm not saying they do that. Maybe they pretend to do that. I'm not judging anyone. But that's what they understood. The Ashkofa was, that's what you have to do. And that's the Muskarishon. That makes perfect sense to us. If that's what you were asked to do, that would be easy. But that's not what you're asked to do. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. There is a sugya called precious in Masilis Yesharim. The said of Azelo Shaykh to us Bichlal, so we're not even going to talk about it. Well, a bunch of things you have to do before you get to precious. You know, you've got to get through the Hagdama of the Masilis Yesharim. You know, we can't even get out of the Hagdama of the Masilis Yesharim, let alone get to precious. That's not a tafkid. A tafkid is to be in this world, to work, to deal with all the things you have to deal with. And know that you're not Shaykh to any of it, you're a Ben Olam Haba. That's the problem. That's the problem. That you can only do with Torah. If you're not cleaning to Torah, if you're not learning Torah, if you're not shaykh to Torah, you can't do that. It's not shaykh. Because the gashmis is going to drag you into it and you're going to get caught up in it. It's very hard to be involved in the gashmis and not to be caught up in it and not to be dovuk to it. That's only through Torah and working on oneself that one can do that. That's what a person has to do. We have to take the physical world and elevate it. We have to bring it up with us to Olam Haba. That's a big problem. That's not a simple mission. To just transcend and to take yourself from the physical world and live up there in the clouds, that's fine, that anyone can do. But to be immersed in this world and be menutak from it, wow, that's not so posh. You have to make ishtadlis, and not ishtadlis not doing anything. Much easier just not to make ishtadlis. No, you have to make ishtadlis, and no, it doesn't do anything. You have to be involved. That's unbelievably difficult. That's where the problems start. I think we all know that resonates with everybody. There's a bayah. You know, you're in the physical world, so it's going to impact on you. You know, where you live, where you go, that's having an impact on you, and you have to manatek from that while you're involved in it. So that's a very hard task. That's only Shaykh with Torah. That's not Shaykh. The only thing that enables us to transcend out of that while you're in it is Torah. Without Torah, you've got no chance. Even with Torah, is a little pashut. Well, that's the avoider. Okay. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll deal with the Akedah. We'll see what the aisle was. What was the Shechitas aisle? You see, the Shechitas aisle was a very big part of this event, and it seems to be fairly small. And the Akedah itself, this is called Akedah. The Akedah itself was a very minor detail. You know, that Avraham Avinu tied Yitzchok down. You know, he was Akkad on the Mizbech. He was tied on the Mizbech because he didn't want to move, because he didn't want to be a mum. And the Shechitas aisle, those seem to be the two least most important parts of this thing. And yet it's called Akedas Yitzchok. And the Shechitas aisle is the big thing. You know, Rosh Hashanah and everything is the Shechitas aisle. The Shechitas aisle, we saw the brachas only came because of the Shechitas aisle. What's going on here? Well, what's all this story about the Akedah and the aisle? They seem to be the two least most important parts of the whole story. And yet they're the two things that make the whole Maisa. You know, before the Shechitas aisle, Amar Avinu had done like some big stuff. No, nothing until the aisle. Wow, you shechted a sheep. Well done. You know? Okay. So, Metz Hashem, we'll pick that up tomorrow, deal with that. This is Moedika stuff. This is not posh. This person has to take and think about long and hard. It's not, it seems so far away and it seems like nothing to do with us, but we're in the middle of it now. We're mamish in the middle of the Akedah now. But Seder Gomor. Baruch, you've got 1.5 minutes to get to the Beis Midrash before Avulitsky whacks you. You as well, Avram.